Hello, my friend. And you are my friend because we are on a really important journey together. Super powerful and important and loving journey. I stepped outside for a minute because I heard the wind chimes were making a little music, and also the birds. I don't know if you can hear them. And I wanted you to be able to just to hear this moment in time, this moment where I am 100% here with you and so grateful that you either purchased the book or that you were given the book and have decided to jump right into it. And I want to celebrate you for all of that. I think it's really important throughout our lives, throughout the days, to stop and to really celebrate moments. And those are moments where we don't have to have accomplished anything big, we don't have to have done anything, except realize that this is our one life, this is our one chance to be here, to love ourselves, to love our lives, to love the people in our lives. And that's what you're doing. This process of really being able to face the fact that we are all going to die, and that's not easy. It's really, my spiritual teacher Sherry Huber says, you know, it's really hard to be human. One of the hardest things about being human is knowing that everything is impermanent. And as I'm recording this to you, I've actually been grieving the death of someone close to me in my own life. And I'm in that place where I'm really, you know, that place where you're kind of straddling the all of it, the beauty, the grief, the poignant moments, the, you know, I've been remembering 1,000 moments with this person who has passed away. And, you know, none of them are her big accomplishments or, you know, what times she made a lot of money or, you know, they're just these tiniest of shared smiles, moments of, you know, playing music. She would be playing music and just how uplifted I'd feel, the shared laughter, times with other people sharing food. These are the times of our lives. And sometimes we get caught up in forgetting what really matters. And it really is the people in our lives that matter. And you are here because you care about the people in your life. There's, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do I want to plan all of this stuff for my end of life? I'm going to be dead. It doesn't matter. Well, you know what? It really matters to those people left behind. Every step you are taking, every single step you are taking right now is going to relieve them of some frustration, some stress, some unknown that was going to be so hard for them, but you're taking care of it now. And on the other side of that is all of the love that you will be leaving them. So on one hand, sparing them from frustration and tears and anger. And on the other hand, adding doses of unexpected love and remembered stories and ways that you will be sharing who you are with them so that your spirit can live on. These are huge gifts. These may be the greatest gifts that you are going to ever give the people you love. And I want you to know, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud that you're here doing this work and that I get to be here with you. So thank you. I am so, so grateful that you chose to be on this journey. And there's plenty more. We're just getting started. And I'm really sending you so much love and support along the way, every step of the way.